Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. And my name's Anna, and I'm doing a new devotional series, which is called Growing in Faith. And this devotion that I'm sharing with you today is really encouraging because we're focusing on Jesus's power. And yes, it's going to be a really good devotion. I'm really excited to share it with you. Okay, so today's focus verse is, "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." That's from Luke chapter 8, verse 25. Okay, so sometimes we think of faith as something that will happen naturally, that will grow in if we practice the spiritual disciplines. And of course, that is part of it. But growing in faith is not just a general increase in faith. Rather, it's a change of direction in our faith. And what I mean by that is that faith in God develops as we direct our trust away from what the world tells us is true or what we expect based on our fears. And we direct it to the God who commands even the winds and the water. So growing in faith in God then happens when we deposit more faith in God than in people, situations, or experiences. So to do this, we of course need to read the Bible. So we need to read God's word and we need to pray and ask for God's revelation. And fasting is really important as well as a way of growing in faith, spending time in praise. But we can't think that by just doing these things, our faith will grow automatically, because our faith actually builds up through life situations. So obviously we need all that. We need to read the Bible, we need to pray, we need to fast, but also we need to apply our faith and apply it to our everyday life circumstances, to our thoughts, to our actions. So this is a bit about what James talks about in the Bible, which is faith without works is dead. And so, yes, for us to actually grow in faith, we need to keep applying God's word to our minds, to our actions. And when we pray, it's not just like in our quiet time in the morning we pray and that's it, but rather throughout the day, as we're faced with situations, which we all go through, we're praying, we're applying faith. It's not just a theoretical thing or something that just happens like early in the morning when we're doing a quiet time, but rather something that is supposed to shape our whole day, our whole life, what we do with our time, what we're thinking about, how we react, how we act in our relationships. So all of this is a way of us growing in faith. And so, for example, if we have health concerns, this is just an example, instead of taking a diagnosis of a chronic disease, for example, as final, we can turn to God who's able to heal the unhealable. So instead of just believing what the diagnosis might be, and doctors have information and it could be that that diagnosis will happen, but our ultimate faith is in God who's able to heal. Sometimes he chooses not to heal on this earth, and he'll heal us when we go to be with him. But our ultimate faith is always in God. So we know that he is sovereign, he's powerful. Anything that happens to us is because he allows it to happen. And the same happens if we experience financial issues, for instance. And if you're someone who's growing in faith, instead of taking on this mindset that you have to live for money first, you need to get this or that job, otherwise something bad is going to happen to you. Instead of having that mindset, you then, if you're growing in faith, you turn to God and you know that he will provide for you if you put his kingdom first. So your faith is always in God. And the same is if you consider like a job or a ministry opportunity. Instead of choosing money or status or comfort, you choose to follow God's direction because you know that what he has for you is better than anything that you could choose for yourself. And so all of these situations are examples to show you that when we put God first, when we're growing in faith, when we have these life situations, our hope and our trust is always in God first and putting his will first and knowing that he's sovereign and he's powerful and he's good. And the same is true for our children. So imagine you have a child who has problems at school. And instead of relying on empty parenting philosophies, that sometimes parenting philosophies that might even be trending where you live or in your culture, instead of relying on them, you go to God's word for wisdom. Or when your children have problems with their sleep or with their health, instead of living under fear and worry and anxiety, as you grow in faith, you start having more peace in the midst of that situation because you know that God is good and that you can pray to him and he's full of grace and he delivers us from these situations. Sometimes he allows us to go through these situations for a season or for a long season sometimes, but as we grow in faith and trust in God, we know that he does all things for his glory and for our good. And he doesn't allow us to be tempted beyond what we can endure. And so, yeah, sometimes life will be hard. It's not always going to be easy, but as our faith grows, we realize that God is good, he's powerful. Everything that he allows in our lives, it's for our good and his glory. And yes, and he's also God that delivers. And sometimes as we pray, he starts delivering us from situations that are heavy burdens for us. And that happens in some situations. In other situations, he just gives us more grace to go through the difficulties that we have. And so, yeah, but in all of this, God is always good. And I just wanted to share a testimony about this, which came to mind, which is that for a season, my youngest son, Daniel, was going through some night terrors. And yeah, I remember it was difficult at the time because I don't know if you can relate to this, but me and my husband were used to being able to sleep through the night at this point because our children were already a bit older, they slept well. And yeah, we went through this season where we were waking up at night because of Daniel's night terrors. And it was a difficult season because our sleep was broken and we didn't always know how to comfort him. And then when he went to bed at night, he would always ask us to pray that he wouldn't have bad dreams and different things like that. So it was a difficult season. And it lasted for a few months. And through the season, one thing that I remember noticing is that God provided and gave grace for me and my husband. And so some nights my husband would wake up, some nights I would wake up. So it wasn't always the same person waking up. And that actually really helped so that we could rest a bit more. And eventually, even though it took a few months and we kept praying that this phase would pass, eventually it did pass. And so I think here the main thing that I learned is that God gave us grace in the midst of the situation, but then he also delivered us from the situation after we'd been through that season for a while. And so it was really good just to feel that God was there in the midst and he helped us practically. And actually, even with Daniel, one thing I noticed with him is that he was really grateful and happy when he stopped having these bad dreams. He started saying to me in the morning, "Mommy, I didn't have bad dreams. It was so good." And I think he really, for his faith, it was really important as well to have gone through that difficult time. But then just noticing when he stopped having those bad dreams. And yeah, it was really good to go through that. So I just thought I would share that with you. But I just wanted to finish off this part saying that when we put our faith in God, there's a shift. So from believing what the world tells us, we choose to believe in God. And we know that in everything, God is always sovereign, he's powerful, he's good, he's holy. And so whatever he decides to do in our lives, we know that it's because he is good. And even if we can't understand, and often we won't understand, but he's always good, and he always has our best interests at heart. And that's really important for us to believe in. Okay, so I've got a few questions here for you to reflect on. The first one is, have there been any recent situations where you've put more faith in the situations, experiences, or what other people say over what God says? And the second is, how can you redirect your faith away from the world's narrative and put faith in God's word in your everyday moments? So the questions will be in the show notes as usual. Okay, so I'm going to pray for us. Thank you, Lord, that you command the winds and the water. Thank you that you, Lord, are sovereign. Thank you that you're my provider, and I can trust you will give me everything I need when I put your kingdom first. Thank you that by choosing to follow your will, I'll experience more intimacy with you. Help me grow in faith, Lord. Help us grow in faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so that's it for today's devotion. Just a quick reminder that my books are on Kindle Unlimited. I always like to say this to you at the end because I want you to focus on the devotion. But if you find these devotions that I've been sharing with you useful, if they've been a blessing to you, then please do check out the books. And if you use Kindle Unlimited, you can read them all for free. And yes, I hope they bless your life as well as these devotions I've been sharing on the podcast. And yeah, that's it for today. I really look forward to our next devotion together. See you next week.